I remember one of my secondary school teachers telling me and, you know, the other of my friends in secondary school that if he flogged us, we would miss our period. I didn't understand it then. But I think about it now and I'm like, what the hell? Right? And then you go to university. I had a lecturer who failed me because he was trying to get my attention.
Because he was trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
So you could come and talk to
him. So I could speak to him, yes.
Right.
My mom has called me Charmy, right? For as long as I can remember. But I don't really take abbreviations of my name from anyone else.
Right.
And anyone who knows me knows this.
Right.
There was a particular course that till today, if you've heard me speak more than twice, you'll hear me quote media theories or theories of the media, because it was a course I loved, libertarian, authoritarian, social responsibility. As a matter of fact, in studying social media for a master's, I could see the correlation, right, between media theories, so traditional media, and social media. So I knew this course. I know it in my sleep. And we wrote the exam. And without, you know, saying on television that I participated, you know, in exam malpractice, I knew the course.
Right.
And everyone in that class knew I knew it.
Right.
And so people who had taken lectures and lessons from me got A's and I got a D. So I went to the man with all my righteous anger and I'm like, this can't be my score.
Yeah.
This is a course I know. Mm. And then he says, now I have your attention.
What?
That he keeps talking to me and I keep frowning. But that now I've come, you finally come to meet me, Abby. You know?
Huh.
So you graduate from university, you get a job.
Mm.
And constantly, you are trying to navigate violence. When I worked as a banker, and it didn't last long because my patience is quite short. Some commissioner then in one of the southeastern states asked me to come to his hotel to come and, you know, get accounts. And I remember when I first joined the bank, we were given a target and I went to my dad and all of his friends, you know, contributed money. I met my target. So when they gave me my new target, my father was like, my friends have finished though. I'm not sure.
There's any more.
You know? So I had to go out with my colleagues to try to raise, you know, money for to meet my target. And this commissioner said I should come to his hotel. And I took one of my colleagues then. His name is Collins.
Mm.
And when we opened the door, the way this man shouted and raked and said, what are we doing here? And I'm like, sir, you asked us to come, blah, blah, blah. The bank says we should go in teams, which was a lie. I just didn't want to go alone. And he said, we should get out of his hotel. That do we think he's here for games? That when I'm ready, they will sack me from the bank. I got chugging all over, you know, because he's an evil man. And we left. Some people won't leave.
Yeah.
Not because they're terrible people, but because they don't have options.
Yes,
the manager
his.
Of the bank was my father's friend.
Right.
So I knew I had options. I didn't have to make that
right?
I just wanted to do well like everyone else.
Right.
When, for instance, this woman gets married, she has to deal with sexual violence. In a country where we've seen Lagos legislators saying that they don't understand how a man can rape his wife. And that they want to put a law that says women can't deny their husbands for a period of time. Because what is he going to do as an animal without any, you know, any self-control? And when this man beats his wife, there will be a governor in Nigeria who will come on national television and say, oh, he has said sorry now.
Yeah.
There will be radio presenters broadcasting, you know, to the majority of Nigerians saying things like, he has begged you on my show now. He has said sorry 3 times. If you don't take the sorry, anything you see after that, take it. Maybe your mates, they try and marry. And she navigates all these things, sometimes having multiple children without any care for her body because she's trying to produce a male child. Forgetting that the delivery of chromosomes actually comes from the man. So it is garbage in literally. And then whatever comes out, comes out.
Yeah.
And let's say this man dies. Then she has to, in some cultures, she has to wash his body, drink the water. She has to shave her head, sleep with the corpse to prove she didn't kill him. The entirety of the life of a woman is spent navigating violence. And if she gets raped along the way, the question becomes, what was she wearing? Barakat in Ibadan was clothed in hijab, head to toe. You couldn't see anything. She was raped in her father's house. So that takes away the question of what was she wearing? Where did she go? So when you see women angry today, I think sometimes it's actually from the realization that, look, we take a lot of rubbish just because we have breasts and a vagina.